normal manner. Tchelis tzitzis yosai. If you have tzitzis, you want to weave the tchelis, so you're allowed to do that on chol hamoed, but do it with a shinui. Don't do it the normal manner with your hands, but do it with holding it onto your thigh. Matana Rabbanan. Kaisav adam tefillin mezuzas liatzmai. A person is allowed to write tefillin mezuzas for himself, for his own purpose on chol hamoed. And you could weave the tchelis with tzitzis, with a shina, do it with your thigh, not totally in your hands. Only acherim v'toiva. If you want to do it for somebody else, you can only do it v'toiva t'rashi v'loi v'schar. You can't get paid for it. If you want to do it for somebody else, and somebody else needs tefillin and mezuzas, you're allowed to write them for him, but you can't get paid. V'schar etzosim. Dibur Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Yehuda v'aymer ma'arim k'mei karoma, o moichir reshaloi. What eitz, what you do is sell your own pair of tefillin. That you could sell. There's no way to sell it. The chayz of a chayz of liatzmai. Now we go write this new pair of tefillin for yourself. And for yourself, you're allowed to write on chol hamoed. Because if you want to go directly to write for your friend, that's also, of course, now you want to charge him. So the aroma could be is, you sell him your pair of tefillin that was written already beforehand, and now you go and write a new pair for yourself. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Koisev Umoicha Kedarkoi, Kedar Panasosai. If a sefer needs panosa, he's allowed to write film kedarka like it does the whole weekday, and he could sell him a chol hamoed also. So Rashi says, pay panasosai barvocha to make money. We're not talking about someone who has nothing to eat. The court asks Pshita, we have everybody's maskim like that, that if he has nothing to eat, he's allowed to write. Here the Chiddush is no, even if you have what to eat, just to make a nice money, more money, you're also allowed to write tefillin and mezuzas. Something about the Dva Mitzvah, these things are mutter to do even during Chol HaMoed. Oirilo Rav L'Rav Chananel, Rav taught to Rav Chananel, the Yamrilo, and some say Rabba Bar Bachon L'Rav Chananel, that halacha, what's the halacha? Koisev Omoicha Kedarka Krepa Nasosoi, Enechnam, you could be Mekel. A cipher is allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even for the purpose of selling it, and even though he has watit, just Krepa Nasosoi, to make a little bit more money, he's allowed to. It's about the time, it's a mitzvah he's doing right now, so therefore it's mutter. Well, the Maaseh Tais talks about it, like if you're supposed to wear tefillin in the Chol HaMoed or not. In the middle of the Tais is Rabbi Yosi Yomer, the second one of the big lines, he says, V'yein rayi mikan shemutl aniach tefillin. He's allowed to wear tefillin in the Chol HaMoed. The Dilma, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehudla, Tamayah, the tefillin, Perek HaMoed, tefillin, Shabbos man tefillin. They hold even on Shabbos you're allowed to wear tefillin. So if you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, treat you can do it on Chol HaMoed. But could be the halacha we hold you don't wear on Shabbos, so then you don't wear in Chol HaMoed either. Then Tais says, Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Avram, how you made him in Yerushalmi, lahat elaniach. He was in Yerushalmi, it's mashma, they did wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. You have a Yerushalmi chad banash, says the Machlokes, that's the Minhagim, Svad Ashkenaz, whether you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed or not. Fight it. V'tovi ayirecha tchelet. Then the Mishnah says, if you want to weave this tchelet to make, so you're allowed to do it, but with a shinui, you have to do it on your thigh, not with your hands. Tana Rabbanan, Tovi Odom Ayurecha Tchilas Litzitziosai. You can start weaving like this wool that you can put into a dyed blue, in order to use it for your tzitzis. Avaloi b'yevin, but you can't use a stone. That's the normal manner of weaving. Strashi Shetoyla Bechut Kedei Sheyuchel L'Sharza Yofim. The way you do it sometimes is they on the bottom of the string they tie it onto a stone and then they twirl the stone that twirls the string. Like our tzitzis are twirled, shizurin. So you're not allowed to do that either on Chol HaMoed. That's a derech. Dibur Rebbe Lezer. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. V'chol HaMoedim no af b'yevin. You could even twirl the strings with a stone. Tie the bottom of the string onto a stone and twirl it around. That's all right. Rebbe Yehudu Raimim Mishmoy. B'yevin avloi b'plach. You're allowed to use a stone, but not the regular needle. The regular spindle, the regular needle you use, that's also to use. Whichever one you want, so it's mutter. Could even do it bedarkly. Om Rav Yudah Mashmur, V'chein Om Rav Chia Barab, Om Rav Yechnen, Halacha Bein B'yevah Bein B'plach. Tawater it's mutter. V'halacha Kaysav Kedarkly, Moshek Tef Anasosai. Because Lekula and Chol HaMoed, these things about the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do these things on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed and sell it, Kedei Panasosai, it's mutter. So the Mishnah. HaKoyver Es Meisai Shloisha Yomim Koydim L'Regel. If somebody, one of the Mishpacha was Meis, 3 days before Sukkis, Halacha is Bot Lehmenu Gzeira Shiva. He doesn't have to be Noig Shiva anymore. Even though during Yom Tov, you're not Noig Shiva, you don't have to continue another 4 days after Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Mavatol Shiva. So our mission holds you have to have at least 3 days before Yom Tov. Allah will see later, we hold enough Abiyah, even a Shur, even a little bit before Yom Tov, is Mavatol the Gzeir Shiva. But the Mishnah is, you have to have 3 days before Yom Tov that you sat Shiva, then Yom Tov is Mavatol Shiva. Rashi says, HaKoyve Meisr Shloshi Yom Kodin Regal, Hoyol V'Ikr Avelis Enuel Shloshi Yomim. The Ikr Avelis of Mar, feeling very bad, is the first 3 days, so therefore if you were knowing 3 days already Avelis before Yom Tov, then it became the regal. It's bottom of menu gzeir. Shiva the trashi. To laachar regal ain't it sort limnis yoser. After Yom Tov, you don't have to count more days of shiva. Mashenka and shloishim, that you still have to count. After regal, you have to still be noig the adin shloishim. Mashenka, what about shemoina? Let's say the maize died 8 days before Yom Tov. So in such a case, you finish sitting shiva, and the 8th day before Yom Tov, you are noig at least 1 day of shloishim. So then we say bottle of menu gzeir shloishim. Then even Shleishim is not Magei after Chol HaMoed. After Yom Tov, you don't have any Din Shleishim. You're allowed to take a haircut, you're allowed to wash your clothing. Shrashi, Shemayna Yomim, Koidim Regal, Botim Menek Zerah Shleishim. Toyo V'hizcho Yomecho Menach Shleishim, and Tzorach Lishma Klum, Liyachar Regal, Din Shleishim. Ela Mutl Liyata V'techbeisit, you're allowed to wash your clothing right away, V'giyas V'tasperis. So Rashi, it's Mashma that washing your clothing is also all 30 days, and all Din V'tasperis taking a haircut also with Mutter. There's no Din Shleishim. So the Mishnah explains now, Mevnei Shomer, because we said like this, Shabbos is Oyla V'yena Masekis. When you're knowing regular Din Avelis, when it comes Shabbos, Shabbos is included in one of the 7 days. It's Oyla V'yena Masekis, doesn't break it though. Because even if you sat 4 days before Shabbos, then it comes Shabbos, you don't say it's finished. You have to continue sitting Shiva after Shabbos. It's Oyla counts like 1 day, that's all, but you have to continue after Shabbos. Now Shenkin Regolim, when it comes to Yom Tov, Mavsikin, it breaks it, v'yena oila. It's not oila, like we said before. Like, according to our mission, if you only know you 2 days before regal, so then after the regal, you still have to be knowing another 5 days. The regal doesn't help, it's not oila in the minion. So if you were knowing 3 days before, and it's mavsikin, it breaks it. But if you weren't knowing 3 days before the Yom Tov, according to our Mishnah, you have to continue being knowing the rest of the veilas after Yom Tov. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, that Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, that there's no more Kabonis anymore, Tzeres Keshabbos. Shavuos has the same halacha like a Shabbos. Because really, Shavuos is only 1 day. So this man, the Beis Hamikdash was used to bring Kabonis, and you could even bring the Kabonis 7 days after Shavuos. So it had a din like Yom Tov, it was also Mavatol the din Shiva. But Baal Bezman has said there's no more Kabonis, it has a halacha like Shabbos and not more. That it's only Oila, but it's not Mafsik. Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Kirigolim. That you know Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also Kirigolim. That's Mafsik, it breaks Shiva. If you know Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, it breaks Shiva. V'chachamim Oimrim, Loike Divri Zev, Loike Divri Zev, not like neither of them. Elo Atzeres Kirigolim. The Chom say Shvuis, even Bazmanazer, is a din like Yom Tov. That if you know according to the Mishnah, 3 days before Shvuis, so then after Shavuos, you don't have to be noig Shiva anymore. But Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur and Keshabbos, the Chum say Rosh Hashanah is only like a Shabbos. Rashi says, Hoyo v'yeinim el yom echad. Since Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day, with your Isa, therefore it has the same Chaymer as Shabbos. As Bishleim is Shavuos, the Baal of his mind, the Beis HaMikdash was used to bring Kabonis. So the Kabonis took place for 7 days. You can make Tashlumim. If you didn't bring the carbon on Shavuos, you could be Mashlim at one of the next 7 days. So the next 7 days, Hashaykh is to the Yom Tov, that's Mavatol the Din Shiva. Mashenka and Rosh Hashanah, that clearly is only 1 day, that's the Svara, 1 day cannot be Mavatol the Shiva. 1 day at the left, like Shabbos and not more. Zot Gemara. Omar Rav says like this, Shana Mishnah is, Gzeiro is Bitlu, Yomim lo Bitlu. That's what we say if you know 3 days before Yom Tov. So it's Mavatol, or else we're knowing 8 days before regal. So we say, since you had 1 day of the Shloshim, it's Mavato the Shloshim, it just means that Gzeiris Botlo, but not the days. We'll soon see what the Rashi says. Gzeiris means Shloshim Botlo. Avu Yomim Le Botlo. Shloshim Yom Le Botlo. The Adayin Tluim V'yomdim. It's not 100% for sure that you don't have to be knowing Shloshim. We'll soon see what that means. V'chein Amr Afuna, Gzeiris Botlo, Yomim Le Botlo. True, if you're knowing 8 days before regal, and then it became the Yom Tov, since you have the 8th day, 1 day of Shloshim, so then the regular is Mavato the Shloshim, but not 100%. The days are still there that sometimes maybe you'll have the Yisra Shloshim. We'll soon see what that means. For Rav Sheshe Sama, no. Afilu Yomim Nami Botlo. No, there's no such suffix. 100%, you don't have the Yisurim Shloshim after the regular. Now what does this mean? like this. My time of Yom Lebotlu. What's Pshah on the first man the Yom in Rav and Rafuna that it says the days are not Botlu? That means to say like this. Shim loy gilach erev haregel, osu lagalech achar regel. It's like this. The eighth day now is erev haregel. The maize died 8 days ago. So you finish sitting Shiva and you have no erev haregel, that's the first day of Shleshim. So we say, today, since it's going to be Yom Tov tomorrow, you, like we have before, you have a right to take a haircut today. On Erev HaRegel, you will make mixes of Shleishim ready. So on Erev HaRegel, you have a right to take a haircut. So if you do take a haircut today, so Mela, that's called your Mavat Shleishim, and then in Echlami, after Yom Tov, you don't have to keep no Shleishim. Since you already took the haircut, you Mavat Shleishim. But let's say for some reason you didn't take a haircut Erev HaRegel. You didn't take the haircut then. So you were not Mavato the Shleishim before Yom Tov. Now, after Yom Tov, you have to still keep on Shleishim. That's the first month of Yom. Shleishim is totally, we have to see what happens. If you took Yehekot on Erev Yom Tov, that's Mavato the Shleishim. But if you didn't take Yehekot on Erev HaRegel, Erech Naimi, then after Yom Tov, you have to keep on Binoi Shleishim. The Rashi says, "My time of Yom Lebotlu, Kloima Biyez Inyan Lebotlu." What does that mean? Shem Legilach Erev Regel Dechibot Lugzeres Leishim Vibode Legaluch Erev Regel Legilach. That really you had a right to take it on Erev Yom Tov, and you did not take it on Erev Yom Tov. Then the locher is also like a lech Acher Regel Kol Shleishim Yoyim. Then the Din Shleishim still counts, and even after the Regel, you have to keep on counting your 30 days, and it's also take it for 30 days.